Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No difficult to pronounce words in my statement this time, I hope. Mr. Chairman, Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and will make the following remarks in national capacity. Our delegation embraces the introduction of this new agenda item to the deliberations of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems, structuring the program of work through the prism of international humanitarian law constitutes a logical continuation of the 2018 debate and its positive outcome in the form of possible guiding principles adopted by consensus. The latter acknowledge the applicability of IHL to autonomous systems and states' obligation to guarantee that development, deployment and utilization of such systems are in full compliance with IHL norms and principles. Mr. Chairman, the international humanitarian law does not specifically prohibit the use of autonomous weapon systems. The lawfulness of any weapon system is determined by two criteria, indiscriminate nature and superfluous injury and unnecessary suffering. Under the first criterion, the law prohibits weapons that cannot be directed at a specific military target and weapons the effect of which cannot be limited. Under the second criterion, a weapon is assessed by its normal design and intended use. The two criteria are incorporated in the underlying IHL principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution. The lawfulness of autonomous weapons could be viewed as dependent on the operational environment they operate in and the nature of their potential targets. The utilization of autonomous systems in a restricted operational environment, high seas, undersea or space, with limited or non-presence of civilians and civilian objects, and with comparatively easy identifiable military targets, could be considered as acceptable in respect to the international humanitarian law. Yet, today, the majority of the international and domestic conflicts are fought in urban areas in a constant presence of non-combatants. Fielding and use of autonomous weapons in such complex environments would most definitely lead to breaching of IHL norms and its principles. Such violations raise issues of responsibility and accountability. Law is applicable to humans, not machines. Accountability cannot be reassigned to autonomous systems as they are not legal agents. The responsibility for the use of an autonomous system remains with the commander and the human operator. As an integral part of the decision-making process of selection and engagement of a certain target, the commander and the operator must possess the highest level of knowledge of the system's performance. In this respect, they should be able to envisage a system's biases and inaccurate functioning and react accordingly in order to avoid potential escalation and unlawful hostilities. According to the affirmed guiding principles, states continue to be accountable for the development, deployment and use of autonomous weapon systems and their compliance with the applicable international law. Conducting legal weapon reviews under Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention plays an important role in ensuring that use and development of autonomous systems duly complies with IHL rules and regulations. The prime intention of weapon reviews is to identify if a certain weapon is unlawful under IHL. Autonomous systems, such as any other novel weapons, must undergo the process of a legal weapon review at the following stages: development, acquisition, and adoption of a new weapon. The determination of lawfulness of a given system is based on its intended use. Given the sophisticated nature of autonomous systems, legal weapon review processes would be a challenging task at the stages of development, acquisition, and adoption of a new weapon system. For instance, any more significant modification due to machine learning of a weapon systems would demand conducting a new legal review procedure. Also, it is of high probability new methods of testing of such systems to be introduced. As no guidance on how states should conduct legal weapon reviews exists, it is up to every state to make appropriate decision on implementing legal review mechanisms. Weapon reviews processes are internal national procedures and no obligation exists their results to be published. However, our delegation see great value in pragmatic measures as exchange of information, sharing best practices and public access to Article 36 procedures and results to enhance transparency and confidence building. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.